how I think, how my mind works a little bit. Or maybe you don't. But something is happening, which I think is just stupid. Not completely stupid, but kind of stupid.
No, you're spoiling me. Hold on, what do I say? What's up? It's Week in Weaves, episode 62, February 23rd, 2024. I'm Alonzo here. My co-host Jason. You want to tell people how you're doing on this fine day?
Great, man. Friday. Call of Duty servers are fucked up. Can't play ranked. I'm doing great.
Okay.
I'm doing great.
Okay. I just wanted to get Undead and Ashley out of the way before we talk about the other things.
Okay.
Because there wasn't really a lot that happened in them. Did you have anything really to say about Undead?
My prediction was wrong about Unjustice being the manga writer. But my prediction was right about the books being like the history of what's been repeating. And it just happens to be that someone is in possession of a artifact. So they get the memories when they write, and that person just happens to be a manga creator. So they just write what they see from the memories into a manga, which is pretty cool. The overall episode was kind of, I didn't think they needed to take that much time to do all that. Like, she had to make her own manga and then present it to Shueisha. I guess that was kind of cool and interesting, because that's the actual place, you know, that does all the anime and manga stuff, Shueisha. And then she was able to look at the raw manuscript or the original, like, draft, and it turns out it was in Japanese. And then the person was like, what is this? Somebody must have replaced it, because, you know, they don't have any recollection of other languages. And then that confirmed, okay, the person who's writing this is in possession of an artifact, and that artifact is indeed allowing them to see the future or the past, or, you know, what's been going on. And then they answer the phone and they're like, yeah, I'll meet you. Meet me here. And then sends a picture of a place in the U.S. Was that in the U.S.?
It was Canada.
Canada. And yeah. Then someone makes them lose their memory right at the end.
Yeah.
And the episode ends.
That's about it.
So, I mean, it was okay. The episode itself was, I don't think they need to spend that much time with them creating the manga. I guess it was kind of cool to see, because that's, you know, the thought process and how the actual creator probably, you know, does his workflow when creating stuff. So it was probably really cool for him to do that, you know. But as a viewer, it was just like, all right.
Yeah, it was whatever. Interesting. That's why I said we wouldn't really only spend a couple minutes on it, because not a lot of story. It wasn't very story-driven.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a lot going on. They were just messing around, making a manga, showed up, took the lady hostage, and erased her memory. So that was about it. Yeah.
Oh, they erased her memory, or I thought they erased their memories. I thought Fuko and
they erased Andy the got their memory erased. I think they erased the memory of the whole office.
Okay. Yeah.
Like some Men in Black, you know. And then Mashal, I can barely even remember what happened.
He just thought that dude,
it was was it Don't Look or something? They played a game.
I didn't even watch Mashal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forgot. Because we didn't really talk about the him getting stabbed. Remember, you didn't watch it yet?
No, we talked about that last episode.
Okay.
Yeah. We talked about the
the heart guy. With the tennis racket. I didn't watch the newest episode.
Oh, okay.
That came out. When did it come out? What? 2 days ago?
I think it comes out on... Does it come out on Saturdays? I don't even know the day it comes. No, it came out more than 2 days ago. I watched it.
Okay.
Probably like
But four I did or five watch Solo Leveling.
Okay. How'd you feel about that?
It was good. Prediction was A1. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what was your prediction?
That kid was going to be around a long time, and that him and Jinwoo would become friends. Even though I guess you can say they're not necessarily
friends.
They're going to be friends, bro.
I feel like he kind of overstepped. They're probably going to be friends. But in this episode, he's being nice, but I think he turned him off because he overstepped his boundary.
I was going to say this. I seen a little, like, it was either a reel or a TikTok or an Instagram or a short or a YouTube short somewhere. They did a comparison between this episode and the manga, and basically in the manga, they make Jinwoo seem more of like a villain and meaner. while in the anime, they kept him kind of true to how his character was. And then the guy also kind of said that he didn't know why they kind of were doing this with Jinwoo at first, because later in the show, he never shows like these kind of like traits of being like mean or like villainous or anything like that. Like, he was threatening the dude, like saying, "I'll basically kill you if you tell anybody about what happened." Whereas in here, he was just like, "Did you tell anyone?" He's like, "No." He's like, "All right, cool. You know, whatever." And then the kid also kind of threatened him with saying, "If you don't join me, I'll tell everybody what happened." Whereas right. in here, he was like, "I'll promise to keep your secret if you join," which is like the same thing, but it's in a different context. It's a different verbiage, you know, like it comes off different than.
So in the manga, in the original, Jinwoo is more aggressive.
Yeah. And during like the negotiation with the contract and stuff.
Okay.
Like in his head, he was thinking like, if this dude does anything, I'll basically kill him. Like I'll take him out if he thinks about running his mouth kind of deal.
It's a bit different.
Whereas in the anime, he was just like, just all right. If he does, he does. You know, if he doesn't.
Well, I feel like he wasn't really thinking about it in the anime. I think he was in the anime. I felt like he was just thinking about if it was even worth it. I don't think he even touched on killing him.
Yeah,
besides like that look at the end, but that was only after the kid basically in a nice way said, "Do it and I won't tell your secret."
Yeah.
So, okay. That was interesting. I only remember my...
And even then, like, I also said he was going to make his own strike team.
Yeah.
He was going to get his own strike team, even though he's going to be like the head, the figurehead for the guild or whatever. Oh, and he fought that dog. We didn't even talk about that, huh? He fought the dog, like the hellhound, and basically got destroyed, but was able to figure out a way to win, withstood the special attack from the dog, and then went into like maximum overdrive, and also used, he finally used the shop to buy elixirs and stuff to drink, to boost him,
right,
to kill him.
I think he's an egomaniac. let me see, because like he went into that boss fight.
Yeah,
with
that
the
was
hound,
very dumb to go into that fight.
And
thinking
like
he would win.
Wasn't really prepared, or he didn't really know if he would be prepared. And like when I saw that key, like it's a mission. Wasn't it a mission to get like the elixir of life or something, like
yeah,
something
yeah.
that could heal
it was
anything?
For his mom, so that you can't say that's an egomaniac. In his mind, he's like, I can get this elixir of life and heal my mom.
Yeah, they're sprinkling it in. I think he's just using it as an excuse.
No,
I think he's just because
if he was an egomaniac, he would have went further. He would have went further. He was like, I can't. I'm not strong enough to go inside. That was just guarding the dungeon, but he got the I guess you can say, you can call it the, what am I trying to think of? It's a word in games.
What?
Blueprint. It's not blueprint. It's something else, but it's basically the blueprint on how to build it. And he has to get the three other ingredients.
Right.
Yeah. The recipe.
I still think he's an egomaniac because you know that this is something that's going to be guarded at least by an S rank thing. Like, how could you not think that if it's something that could possibly heal any element?
I mean,
element?
The dungeon can be S rank, and then the thing guarding it could be like A rank.
Why would the thing guarding it be A rank if it's
because,
S rank?
Because, like, think about any game. When is the thing guarding the big mission harder than the main mission?
Yeah, that's true. But I'm saying, okay, let's say he goes in and
it's
there's
like
no
a
guard.
Test. It's like it's slightly under. It's slightly. It's less strong to see if the person is ready to even go in here, right? So it's
right.
Like, if I beat this thing, like in a convincing fashion, all right, I should be okay to go further. But if I can barely beat this thing, I probably shouldn't be here, and I probably shouldn't go further. I'll come back when I'm leveled higher. Or if I lose, then I'm really not supposed to be here until I get to a higher level.
I mean, I understand why he didn't continue because he almost died. But I'm saying, right, like, going into the dungeon, he doesn't know whether there's a guard that's lower ranked than S or not. I mean, realistically,
he had a plan to leave anyway. He had the teleportation stone. It just got knocked out of his hand.
Exactly.
So, like, he was ready to leave.
That's happened twice. He kind of had no choice.
Huh?
Didn't he have a teleportation? Or did he? He had one in another dungeon before, and he didn't use it either.
No, he didn't have one before. The first dungeon he went to, he didn't have it.
I thought he didn't have a crystal.
And the serpent?
Serpent one?
No, he was like, remember he tried to walk out. He walked in and he tried to walk out at the beginning. And it was like, the only way to leave is with the teleportation stone. And he was like, what's that? I don't have one of those. And then after he beat that dungeon, he got one.
Okay.
So he went into this one like, if it gets too hard, I'm just going to teleport out. And then he got hit and he dropped the stone and he couldn't recover it. So he was like, I got to heal.
Do you see what I'm saying? Where, like, he went into an S rank dungeon, and that in itself is.
I mean, he had a plan to leave. He had a plan to get out. It wasn't just like, I'm going in here and I'm going to try to win. It was kind of forced upon him to try to fight the thing because he dropped his stone and he couldn't find it. Or he felt like he probably wouldn't be able to find the stone and evade while trying to find something. So,
but why even go in
with Egomaniac? I don't agree.
Why even go into an S-ring dungeon?
Because it said it's the elixir of life. He wanted to see what it was going to be like. Because in his mind, he's like, all right, elixir of life. I get this. I can heal my mom. Let me go into it. Let's see what's up. I have my stone to leave, my teleportation stone. If it's too crazy, I'll just teleport out. And he went in, tried to hit it, did no damage. It hit him. He's like, all right, I probably should get out of here. And then while he was holding it, he got hit and dropped it. And then
I know that he had a crystal and he could have left, and that was his plan. He still went into an S rank dungeon.
Because he was nowhere
near S rank. Why did he go into an S rank dungeon?
He wanted to see.
That is the top tierest of dungeon. Come on.
It doesn't say it's S rank, but.
If the item is the elixir,
we don't even know if it's S rank. We don't even know if it's an S rank dungeon. It could be A.
I think it's an S rank dungeon.
It could be A.
Personally. If an item is the elixir of life, I feel like it's probably an S rank dungeon.
I don't know, man.
None of his dungeons have ranks. It's on some them games anyway.
Where you get crazy, crazy loot for doing not so crazy missions a lot.
That's true. But we haven't really seen that in this show.
I mean, we haven't seen anything in this show, really. I just don't agree with Egomaniac. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's
because that means he puts like himself above everyone else, which is not the case. The whole reason he went in there was for his mom. So, and I know you're saying he's just using that as a cover up, but I don't believe that, bro. I don't believe that.
I think he went in there because he wanted to see if he could beat an S rank dungeon, and then he found out really fast he could not beat an S rank dungeon. And so then he left. I feel like if he really wanted to do it for his mom, there's no time limit on the dungeon. He could have used it whenever he wants. He could have went and trained.
There's a time limit on how long she can stay on that life support machine.
She'd probably been on life support for years. he could train for a couple weeks. You think she'll got a couple weeks left?
Man, he wants his mom back ASAP, bruh. Now, I'm not saying
he needs to relax.
He's not supposed to go and get stronger, but this is a learning. This is like a learning point. But I'm done with this part of the episode. We can also talk about the dude's brother who's like in the U.S., I guess, or in a different country. And he's like, I'm going to kill them. Just straight up, I'm going to kill them. So you were right about that. But it won't happen for what? Like,
I think
2 months.
I'm going to go ahead and say my prediction for episode 8. The brother is going to find where Jin Yu. He's gonna find out where he is. He's gonna go to him, attack him, capture him, and then he's gonna find out, oh, this guy is weak. Then he's gonna draw out Jin Wu, and then Jin Wu's gonna come and fight the brother and save Jin Yu. That's my prediction.
I don't think that's happening next episode. bro, he said he has 2 months. He said, I don't have time for you guys right now, but after I'm done with my, like, quest or tour, because he has a bunch of missions lined up. And his assistant was like, you can't leave this. He was like, all right, well, you guys will just have to wait. And you better hope when I catch you, I'm not as upset or something like that when I see you, but I'm going to kill you. And he was asking, like, what happens if I kill somebody in a different country? And she was like, they'll send you back to your country. You'll be put on trial there or something like that.
I think 2 months is a perfect enough time for a training time
scale. He's going to be crazy. Yeah, he's going to be probably 10 times stronger than that dude by that time.
There's going to be a time
also scale. He's able to double his quest, but only do double. So, like, his daily workout, if he does double the work, he gets extra bonuses. So instead of 100 push-ups, do 200. If he just doubles it, he gets a reward. So,
oh, here's another thing why Jinwoo is maniacal. Now I'm looking at my notes. So when he was sitting with his sister and they were eating chicken or whatever, and he was thinking about the dungeon. He was thinking about when he killed the people in the dungeon, right? And he was like, I didn't really despise them, but it also bothers me that it didn't really bother me that I killed them. You remember that?
Did he say that verbatim? It didn't bother him?
He was disturbed that it didn't bother him, yes. He basically said, like, it bothers me that it didn't bother me that I killed them.
I don't know if that's what he said.
That is what he said, I swear. Can
you go to the exact moment? I need to see him say that.
Now I'm going to take time away. Listen, okay. I'm going to look for it. Let's see. Do they run before this or no? Okay. I'll find. Do you know if he eats with her before? Okay, he eats with her before they sit down and talk, right?
They start eating. He got fried chicken and some beer. Or, yeah, beers. And then, or she was eating and he was like, you know, if you keep eating that stuff, you're going to get.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
You're going to get, like, fat. And he was like, don't be saying anything about you gaining weight or something like that. But this is what I was also saying. Like, he's more brash with his sister in the manga than the anime. He's a lot nicer, but he's more mean right here. That's another thing.
Purifying alcohol.
And yeah, alcohol doesn't affect him.
It doesn't even show it in the manga. I swear it was in there. You have to just go back and look, but it was in there. He was like, he was disturbed. I wrote it. He was disturbed because he wasn't disturbed. It's in there. I will find it after
that. I don't think so. It's there. I think you're trying to force this trait.
No, I swear. It was in there. But, oh yeah. Also, I was also thinking, remember when he was about to die in the dungeon when he's facing the six people and he was thinking about, when he was about to die, he wasn't thinking about his family. He was thinking about his whole thing with the weak and the strong and, like, the world and how it was working. But he didn't think about his family at all. He wasn't like, oh, if I die here, I won't see my sister or my mom again. He was just thinking about...
I don't think that makes you an egomaniac.
I think he's a psycho. That's what I'm saying. I think he's obsessed with fighting and killing. Because if he's doing it for, like, his family, why didn't he think about his family when he was about to die?
I think he even said, like, if I don't have to fight people, I won't fight people. I feel like he said that on the couch in his mind.
I don't remember him saying.
Pull up the scene right now. Let's see.
He said he doesn't have to fight people. He won't fight people if he doesn't have to.
Yeah. If he doesn't have to.
I don't know. He might have said that. I don't believe.
Can I share my screen?
Yeah, can you do that?
Oh, he talked to him earlier. All right, let's see what it says. So he said, when the time came, I didn't hesitate at all. He said, I resented him for thinking that it was going to be so easy. He said, the old me would have looked for a way to escape. And he said, has leveling up made me more bold? And he said, those weren't magic beasts. They were human beings. And then his sister interrupts him. And then he said, my priorities are getting stronger for my family and staying alive. If I'm put in that position again, I wouldn't change it. I don't know, man. And sound egomaniac to me.
I think it is.
He literally said, I have to get stronger for my family and to stay alive. And if I'm putting that position again.
I don't think it's for his family.
All right. We're going to agree to disagree. We can just agree to disagree.
As the story unfolds, I really don't think it's for his family.
You would have a better argument saying, if he was really for his family, why is he not accepting the contract immediately?
I mean, that's another thing. But I mean,
that
season has not worth it.
Yeah, but like the contract's not a locked in deal for like your life. You can leave. He's still leveling up, but he was like, I want to figure out my powers first before I, you know, join anything.
Well, he thought that it would be inefficient to do 20 C-ring raid missions. He feels like he could make more in the time span of that just by leveling up.
But how is he going to make more if he's not going to be able to get on a team? Because he still listed at D-rank. Unless he would get reappraised. And he can't keep getting reappraised. So we have to wait X amount of time to get to, like, let's say B or A rank, right? And then get reappraised and then request to join a team where he can just join this dude, do 20 C-rank missions. And he's getting paid millions on top of the, not even the loot he gets from the missions. He's getting paid money from the dude directly, millions, to just be there.
So he can level up. He's that confident in himself. He probably thinks he's going to hit S rank in like a month or something.
This is bot thinking.
This is why I'm saying he has an ego. That's why I'm
no, like, but that's
he
not.
He's going to hit S rank faster
but
than
what I'm saying is the ego thing makes more sense here than where you said it to me. Like if you would have came to me and said he's an egomaniac because he didn't want to do that, that makes sense. But for you to be like, oh, he killed those dudes. And he didn't think about his family in the moment. He's an egomaniac.
He's how many times is he about to die? Four times. He's been on death's door. I don't think he thought about his family once out of those four times.
I mean, he died pretty much the first episode.
Right? He wouldn't think about his family at all.
He went to the dungeon with the serpent. That's two. He was in the infamous dude, the brother and the group, that's three. And then against the hell dog, that's four, right?
Right.
Now, you're saying that none of them he thought about his family. The first time he died, he thought about his family and the world in general.
I don't think he thought about his family. He was like thinking about
like,
the people
who
left.
He was like, what do you mean? We all have a family. You're not the only person who has a family to take care of. That's a thought of family. I think that's a thought of family.
My sister, what will she do? My mom, who will help her? He was just like,
I mean,
he was just responding
to what
the other dude
was saying. I don't think that's the moment to think about that. I'm going to be honest at all.
What other moment is there to think about it? If you're about to die, like when else do you think about
when
it?
You're about to die, you better figure out how you're going to live so you don't die. And that's what he does in those situations. Figure out ways to stay alive.
He had no way to live in the first situation.
No, that one, it was wraps. It was cooked. He was cooked.
Yeah, so that's the time to think about your family. If you have no way to live.
I don't know, bro. He was angry that all them dudes left him in the moment.
He focused on anger. Why aren't you focused on your family?
Oh my God,
see? Bro. Ego. That's an ego.
I'm agreeing to disagree.
I think,
and he offered him billions. He offered him like 30 billion, bro.
Right. At first, when I was reading that, I saw it as ego as well, but I didn't think to argue that because I feel like if he's confident that he can make S or A rank in a shorter time, then I mean. I guess that's just math if he really thinks that. But that could be another thing. Personally,
yeah,
I would take it if I was in a situation. Just do 20 C-rank missions. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm done, bro.
I'm not really in a rush to...
Or you could just renegotiate your contract.
Yeah.
And it's like, at this point, if I do get the S-rank, who cares? Like, bro, you tell my secret? Okay. So what? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't really see the... detriment. Like you get 30
at that point
million.
once he gets up to that level I don't see the detriment. Like right now I can see the detriment because stronger people can go after him or whatever the case may be, but once you reach S or above, it's like, bro, what, who cares if you can level up? Who, you know, like, so what?
Yeah, I don't get that. I would take the easy 30 billion due to 19 raids. I mean, they didn't even put a time frame on it. I don't know how fast they could do them, but
right.
If they're super easy, you just run through them.
Yeah, so
19 raids, get it done, get 30 billion, help your mom and sister, whatever, and then continue right. leveling up.
Along the way, you know he's going to get more quests, like, yeah. inside the game. So it's like, you're still going to be ranking up, and nothing's going to change.
So, yeah, I don't get that. Did you expect him to struggle that bad against the Hound?
Oh, I thought he was going to get bodied.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's also what I thought.
You saw how big the door was? I'm like, bro, you're about to lose. I was more surprised he won.
I'm surprised he took that many hits, honestly.
Yeah, and the game kept notifying him like how much health he had because it wants him to live. Yeah. That's what his assumption was.
And he drank that poison.
The thing got a buff, and his bloodlust didn't even work.
Yeah, that's probably because they're on level one or something. It didn't work on him. And he also drank that poison.
Yeah, but the poison allowed him to, it gave him a buff.
But didn't it also say, like, it would do permanent physical damage?
It was, like, in exchange for, like, extra damage, you get,
it was, like, extra like durability, and then you have, like, permanent muscular damage or something.
Yeah.
So is it really permanent because his body detoxifies, or is it just, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Says. Because I thought when he took that, he would just permanently lose points on it his debuffs damage.
So he takes 20, he loses 20% physical damage, and he gets health back.
That's all I got for solo.
But that could be it, too, because he got that from the first quest. Everything detoxifies his body. He could lose a limb, and it'll come back.
What are you saying, like, without using, like, a healing thing?
Yeah, it says, like, minus 35% strength, damage muscles. And then physical damage minus 20%, but that's in green. So I'm assuming he takes 20% less damage, but
yeah,
damage muscles, acquisition difficulty, A rank. The pouch contains a refined one rare. You can harvest.
Like I was trying to remember whether it's like,
it says your skin will harden, but your muscles will be permanently damaged from the poison. I mean, it is permanent damage. I mean, he could just regain his strength back by doing his challenges. So, like, if it takes away his strength by 35%, he can just put the strength back up by 35%. But, I mean, in this case, it's either you die or... whatever you lose, it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying, as long as you get out alive.
True. Do you think that he has a max level?
No, he probably can just keep going.
Doesn't everyone have a max? Well, I guess not everyone has a max level in every game, but I guess we'll see. I'm going to guess that he has a max level. Unless he just has, like, unlimited potential to just go on forever. I feel like most games you have a max level. That's, like, the only way I could see that being, like, a permanent detriment to him is that he lost physical damage that he could never...
Regain.
I mean, like, he could obviously boost it up, but it could never be as big as it could have been if there's a max level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think that's the case, but I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, man. Dude's acting a little too soft for me.
Who is acting soft?
Megumi's acting soft.
How's Megumi acting soft?
Just gonna give up, bro. Let him take over your body fully. I'm not gonna fight back. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Does he have a choice? Really?
Yeah, he has a choice. Sukuna was like, I gotta sink his soul deeper so I can take full control.
Yeah, wasn't it like a ritual? He put him in that bath. It was like a ritual.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to sink deeper. Even though he's in that bath, he can still try to fight back. Yuji would have fought back.
You think Megumi wasn't fighting back?
Nah, he was just letting it rock.
I don't know. I don't think that's how Megumi wasn't comes fighting off back. Me. I think that's what the ritual was.
He just let
shit
rock. And then he was like, I'm less cute than his sister. So then he will plunge into deep despair, which is understandable. You know, his sister just died. But still, like, shouldn't that make you want to, like, get control back or something? Nah, bruh. I'm just going to waddle. In my tears.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta give him some time. I mean, that was like his whole life purpose.
No, yeah, to get his sister back. Yeah, I get that. And it just crushed and crumbled in front of his face. He's also very stupid for not thinking that wasn't his sister. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was never confirmed whether she was reincarnated or
just a
awoken person.
Yeah. I mean, she was acting. She was an awoken person. But still, it's like, bro, you got to go through some deeper depths other than just talking to her and sitting down having one conversation to me. But
yeah, I agree. That was
especially when he overthinks everything else. But I guess since it's his sister, he just kind of didn't even second guess it or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That might have been it. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, you kind of got to think too, like, why was she in a coma?
I mean, we know why she's in a coma.
No, we didn't know why she was in a coma before.
I mean, we found out
now. But I'm saying, yeah, but like, I'm saying, why didn't he think of why she was in a coma this entire time and now she's woken up?
Oh, no, they knew that, he knew that, I'm pretty sure they all knew that the reason she was in the coma is because Kenjaku had put a vessel or put a, what does he call it? Because she's a vessel for, it's not a cursed spirit, I guess.
Cursed
like,
object, I guess?
Yeah, for a cursed object that contains the soul or someone else from a past life, right?
They didn't know that. It was a complete mystery why she was in a coma. They just know it. They thought she just got cursed. That was the thing. They were like, it's a curse. We don't know what the curse is.
I was saying, they knew she woke up after Kenjaku did the thing. I don't think they were under the impression that she didn't, like, have an awakening and stuff, too.
I'm saying they assumed that she had an awakening.
Right.
Like they didn't think of the possibility that she was reincarnated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was very, very dumb.
Because when I first saw her, when they showed her, like, awoken, I was confused. I was like, I don't know. She's acting kind of weird to me. Like, I don't know. She's acting too casual.
We've never seen her interact with him except for, like, one time. So.
Yeah. But, like, as kids, like everything, all the memories are as kids, but like I feel like she was just acting really casual about everything. Like I don't think she knew anything about curse spirits or energy or sorceries before
this.
She
knew Gojo.
Did she? I mean, she already met Gojo, but did she know that they were sorcerers?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she knew that they came from the Zenin clan and everything.
Maybe. I don't know. We don't have, like, I guess you can assume that, yeah. But we never seen her.
I mean, he knew when he was a kid.
Knew what?
That he came from, like, a clan. He was like, if you're coming here to take me back or something like that, I'm not going. Remember when Gojo showed up? And he was, like, saying, yeah, your dad wanted me. He was like, I don't care. I don't know that dude. Get out of here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and she's older. And so I know she has, and she was taking care of him. So I'm pretty sure she has knowledge of all
maybe
that stuff.
I mean, they could have kept it from her.
I mean,
she wasn't a sorcerer. She couldn't like see anything. So I don't know. Yeah,
this is all headcanon.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she knew some stuff.
But since we're talking about Megumi, even though we skipped all the way to like the end, I do want to say I'm not really mad at him for being sad or like broken or whatever, because that makes sense. I feel like he's probably one of the most characters with like the bad luck in the series. I feel like he always gets like the short end of the stick a lot. But one thing I am mad about is how weak he is.
Why? Because Sukuna was just able to put a this sounds crazy. Put a finger in his mouth.
No, that wasn't what I was, but that's funny too. I also thought about that. But like just the fact that because I remember I put up the Yuji versus Megumi video and people were arguing which one was stronger. And someone was like, I said that Yuji had more experience than Megumi. And then someone was like, what? No, like Megumi has more experience. He's been training with Gojo since he was a child. And then I thought about it and I was like, how is Megumi so weak? But
he been training with Gojo since he was a child, or was Gojo just kind of like watching him?
That's also what I was thinking. I was like, there's no way that he's been training with Gojo.
Like, Gojo literally just kept a lookout to make sure, like, the Zenin clan wasn't fucking with him or trying to, like, you know, incorporate him into their clan or, you know, do stuff to him. That's literally what told you wanted him to do, just watch over my son. Like, I didn't want him to be a sorcerer anyway, so why would Gojo try to force that on him?
So it was probably just like hanging out, like, you know, when they showed Megumi and Gojo walking, it was to show like Hannah when she first saw also Megumi. Like,
so he's seen her as a kid, but doesn't have any like
doesn't remember her at all.
Yeah,
which is understandable. I mean, he just saw her one day when he was like 7.
Yeah, but I thought he like asked her if she was hungry. Someone asked if she was hungry or something.
I think it was like a bystander.
Oh, okay, I couldn't really make out.
Yeah,
and then they took her dog.
Or no, that was Megumi's dog.
Okay.
Because the dog went down to the basement or wherever that cursed spirit was, and then she saw it, and then she followed it out. And then it came back to Megumi. And then Gojo was like, oh, you're pretty popular with the girls. And then that was
They just kept walking,
And then they walked away. Yeah, they didn't do anything, which was also weird. Like, they didn't, like, say anything about her or ask her, like, does she need help? She was, like, dirty and stuff. But, yeah, like, I don't think he was training with Gojo. I think they were just hanging out sometimes.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. Because, like, how is he so weak if he's been training with Gojo since he was, like, 6 or 7? Because we have proof that he's had his curse technique since he was a little child. Like, how do you train with Gojo, the strongest sorcerer of the generation, for 10 years, and you're still debatable with Yuji and strength?
Yuji is also
debatable with a lot of characters in strength.
Yuji is also a
I guess his MC is an anomaly. I get it, but like you know what I'm saying, like, he's still weak in terms of the series.
No, yeah he definitely should be stronger. We've never seen him use the bull either, or the deer.
No, I just assume he can't exercise them.
I mean, the only things we've seen him use are the rabbits, the dogs, and the owl, and the elephant.
The snake, probably. Which he uses rarely. I don't know. I feel like Megumi doesn't really want to be a sorcerer.
I don't think he does. I think he only went because he wanted to get his sister back.
Yeah. I mean, which would make sense why he's so, like, broken right now.
Yeah.
Because this whole time
it seems like... He probably just wants to die now, honestly.
I feel like he hasn't wanted to live the entire show.
Every situation. I mean, if he dies, I wouldn't really care, to be honest. It doesn't.
I would care.
Really?
I don't want him to die necessarily.
And what does he do for the show other than be a... Huh?
He's Yuji's best friend at this point. Besides Toto.
I feel like it's Toto.
Besides Toto.
I feel like him and Chozo have a bigger relationship than him and Megumi.
Right, no, that is not true at all.
I'm trolling. But
I think Megumi is actually Yuji's best friend. Actually,
I don't know. He was closer with Noribara.
You think so? Like, who was closer, Yuji or Megumi?
Yuji and Noribara were closer than Yuji and Megumi.
I think they bullied Megumi together.
Yeah, but they were closer. They went to movies together. They hung out. They made jokes. I feel like his relationship with Noibara was closer than his with Megumi. I still think they're friends, but I think Noibara and Yuji were bigger friends than Megumi and Yuji.
I feel like Megumi also got dragged to the movies, though.
Yeah, but they forced him to go. He didn't want to go.
He's antisocial. Yeah. He also didn't even want to share a room with Yuji. He's like, what, you're sharing... Like, when Gojo put him in the same room, he's like, I think Megumi's just antisocial. Like, he doesn't have...
I don't think many friends Megumi and Yuji are... They're friends, but I think Noibara and Yuji had a better friendship to me.
Looking at it. In the beginning of the show, Megumi was about to kill himself. And then Yuji killed himself for him instead.
Yeah, but Yuji will kill himself for anybody.
I don't know if he kills somebody. What do you mean anybody?
You don't know? This man puts his life on the line for anybody. Innocent bystanders. Freaking, what's his name? He was going to be a better friend than Megumi to him before he got transfigured in the beginning. Junpei. Is it Junpei?
It is Junpei.
Yeah.
You think what? He would have been closer with Junpei than Megumi?
Yes.
Why? Because they watched movies together?
They were friends. They had more in common. He was going to let Junpei know, like, hey, man, you can be a sorcerer. You got a curse technique. I'm new to this, too. Come to our school. Like, they probably would have been better friends. Like, I don't, I feel like between Megumi and Noah Barra dying, if they both were to die, obviously Yuji would feel bad about both, but I feel like he would feel worse about Noah Barra.
Okay. Maybe. To me, I feel like it was equal, but maybe. I feel like Yuji and Megumi.
I'll say this. If Noah Barra, Yuji, and Megumi didn't go to the same school, I could see Yuji and Noah Barra being friends, but I couldn't see Yuji and Megumi being friends.
Well, Megumi's just antisocial.
You keep saying that, but that doesn't, that, that's not,
he clashes like, with everyone. Like, he doesn't.
But, okay, like, but what I'm saying is, like, that friendship not going to be there unless they're in the, like, they're forced to interact with each other. Whereas Noah Barra and Yuji, I feel like if they were just to see each other or to, like, come across each other, they'll probably start a conversation and be like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that stuff, too, or something like that, and they'll be friends. But if Megumi met Yuji randomly on the street, they're probably not going to become friends. Okay. Even if they were to have a conversation, I don't think Yuji would be like, oh, yeah, this dude, I want to get to know this guy. He'll probably be like, ah, oh, this guy's kind of, I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. You're definitely not wrong. I think that Megumi wouldn't be friends with any of these people if he wasn't forced to.
Right.
But I think social people or introverted people. I feel like he's just an introvert. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like they got a bond, you know? Like, I risked my life for you. You risked my life. We both mutually risked our lives for each other. I feel like there's just a bond there, in my opinion.
Okay.
But what you're saying is also true. But I haven't seen Megumi talk to anyone regularly.
All right, I'm back. Okay. But yeah, I just think, and I feel like him and Toto have a better, way better bond. Way better.
I feel like that bond is so one-sided, though.
Is it really? Because they both say best friend.
Yeah. Okay, maybe at first. Maybe after the second time. I think after the first time, it was a lot more one-sided. I think after the second time, it's still kind of there.
That's his dog, man. He lost his curse technique for him. You talking about saving lives. He lost his whole aura to save and help Yuji. What was Megumi doing? Getting bodied by his dad.
Megumi was out cold.
Getting packed up.
That was crazy. Okay.
Hikari, I'll take back what I said. I still don't like Megumi, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. You gotta lock in, bro. I don't know. I mean, he's in a situation where he's, like, kind of trapped, but they show that he can use or prohibit Sukuna from being able to use his full power. And Sukuna's like, all right, let me do these things to make him feel sad so I can get, you know, my full maximum capabilities. Because at first he was, like, stopping him to only be able to use 10% of his 15-finger threshold, right? And then he's like, all right, let me do this little ritual, take this bath, and sink him deeper. And then let me kill his sister and sink him even deeper.
Right? Come on, man. That's
no,
crazy.
No, no, no. The sister, look, I get the sister thing, right? I get the sister thing, right? I get that. I get that. I get that. Like, crazy. I'm not saying, you feel me? I understand. But, bro, when you're in that bath, bro, fuck that, bro. Whatever that ritual is doing, bro, I don't care. You have to have the willpower and the strength and the wherewithal to be like, bro, I'm not letting myself succumb to, like, this darkness, bro. Because it's for everybody else. Like, if I do, it's wraps. You feel me? Like, if I don't just try my hardest right now, even if that means, you know, not allowing him maybe 90% instead of the 100%. It's like, bro, he's just able to. It went from 10%. All right, we took this bath. Now I'm basically 100%. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's no, gradual buildup. It was just straight, I can only use 10% of my power.
That's what I'm saying. It's not as, I feel like it's not as simple as he should have just fought back. I feel like it was like an actual.
No,
like,
but I feel like force. That's not the case. You know why? But like, so how do you jump from 10% to 100% after like not even a day? You get what I'm saying?
That's
like,
how I'm are you saying. Holding it? I feel okay. Let's compare it. Okay. To Yuji, right?
Right.
When Yuji ate the 15 fingers, he had no control over his body. Sukuna did whatever he wanted.
Right. That was instantaneous. Like, he ate all 15 in one go. Right. And they're saying the reason he can't control is because he consumed too much energy in one moment. Right.
Okay.
So after that's already been done. So now the energy has, like, I guess you can say it's evened out. It's not like extremely spiked because it's all at once. Now it's, you know, I imagine if it was like a wave, right? Or like a bowl with water. And after he ate all 15 fingers, the bowl is just shaking. Like it's all over the place. You feel me? It's no control. But then after the time frame of Shibuya passed by and he got control back, now the water is settled again, right?
Right.
And then when Megumi ate the finger, right? I don't think that same 15, like that huge rush of energy in that 15, in the 15 fingers at one moment, I don't think that's the same. I think he's consuming a conserved, settled form of all that energy. But I get why he's able to take. He even said something. He was like, his body's strong, but it's not strong enough to make me like a prison like Yuji's. That's what he said. He's like, when I'm inside Yuji, I'm like in a prison. But when I'm inside Megumi, it's like a vessel. Like a true vessel, like I can, you know, take control and move around. And he was like, he can't control his body, but he can prohibit my cursed energy output.
Right.
He was like, I can only use 10% of my current max right now. And then,
I want to add, you gotta remember, Yuji was also built for this.
Right. Yeah. Yuji is. Yeah. He's a. His body is. He was like, oh, you're from the past. This is why you're so durable. And he was like, Kenjaku, you're really sick or something like that. And then, so yeah, that's fair. I don't know, man. I just don't like the huge jump from 10% to now I'm basically max prior to him beating his sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he did the ritual, and the ritual was meant to make the vessel like more, or it's really a ritual they use to create, turn a vessel into a tool or create cursed tools or something like that. Right. That's what they said.
Yeah.
If you go to like two.
It was like turn a cursed tool into a family heirloom or something like that.
Yeah, right here. So scroll up. I knew it was originally used as a ritual to transform vessel treasured as family heirlooms into cursed tools in order to protect them from outsiders. So basically, a former treasure turned into a cursed tool to use as a weapon is what I'm taking from this, right?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So, like, this dagger is a family heirloom that's turned into a curse tool.
Yeah. So, if somebody ever attacks, we can use this curse tool. And then, basically, they said they did it because they wanted to make his soul sink deeper into darkness.
To get closer to evil.
And then, he came out.
Then that was it.
And then he was like, all right, where is his sister at? So, I can kill her and completely sink him fully down. My only thing is, like, 10% to 100% so fast is kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Especially when he was able to prohibit him to only 10%. I get that they did the ritual, but now he should be maybe at 50% or something like that. But he was able to beat that person, the girl. We don't really know how strong she is, truly, or, like, what's her scaling. So maybe he was still only at, like, 50% or something like that. And then once he, you know, use Megumi's own curse technique to kill his sister, that pushed to 50%. Like, I get the huge jump from that, right? I get that.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. But what doesn't make sense to me is the ritual, like, I don't know. Maybe I need to see it animated to get a bigger and a better depiction of, like, how dark and twisted this sitting in this bath is and how long he was in there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, imagine bathing in evil. Bathing in pure
right,
evil.
Right. And they said it usually takes, what, 10 months? 2 to 10 months?
Yeah, something like that.
But it seemed like, so I need to see the time frame. That's the thing. Like, I don't have any sense of time right now. So that's, like, what's really doing it for me. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of, like, And I'm reading it so fast. You got to remember, like, I mean, it happened in the same chapter anyway, so it didn't matter. But I was going to say, usually it comes out, what, every month? So, theoretically, a month, obviously it's a month from the publication or the next episode or whatever, or manga chapter, right? So, you could be like, he's been sitting in there for a month, you know what I'm saying? And then he came out. So, I get
probably
that.
Like a few hours or something.
For like I don't know, bro. Megumi, maybe I'm just, I am being hard on Megumi. I'm not going to lie. He has a lot of valid reasons to be in the position he is and, you know, not be able to fight back or anything. But it's just like, bro, he's kind of been like this the whole show. And it's just like, you know what I mean?
I mean, like, he has been like moment, this the whole show.
He had one moment where he kind of showed huge progress when he did that domain underneath the bridge. And I was like, okay, maybe this is where he, you know, starts to take that next step, but it really hasn't changed from there.
He also fought Reggie and Reggie's crew by himself until Takaba came.
Yeah, but like, bruh, remember we talked about this. We were like, Yuji would probably pack him up.
Who, the receipt guy?
Yeah.
Did I say Yuji would beat him? I don't think I said Yuji would beat him easily.
We were talking about Noah, but now I'm confusing Noah Barra with Mega. They both trash to me. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bruh.
Say, so I don't think Yuji would beat the receipt. Would beat Reggie easily.
Nah, I don't either. Megumi is just he's too sad all the time, bro.
He has depression.
Like, bruh,
he's just got depression.
And it's warranted, I guess. You know, his sister, his only person in his life who really has been around for him, his only family member,
no
stuck
parents.
In a coma, and he doesn't know why, and he trying to figure it out, and then she finally comes back, and it's not her, and then he killed her with his own technique, even though it's not him killing her. This is another thing. Him and Yuji got the same shit with the like, bro, that's not you, bro. Like, that's not you.
You still
it's one thing to feel sad, like, damn. Yeah. He can definitely feel bad, like, obviously feel bad, but don't feel bad saying, like, oh, I killed my sister. Nigga, no, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did. Yeah. That wasn't,
I mean, it's
you.
Also not his sister.
I mean, it is, but it's not. Like, his, yeah, that's true. Like, his sister is already dead, low-key.
Which still would feel bad about.
yeah, but
I
you
mean,
know what I'm saying?
You wait, if you, like, your sister's in a coma for years, you're trying to, the only reason you're a sorcerer is you're trying to figure out how to wake her up, and then she does wake up. And
but
then,
it's not her.
And
it's
then
somebody
she's,
else.
Like, grows wings and flies away, and she's like, actually, I'm not her. Like, it kind of sucks. And then 5 seconds after that, Sakuna wakes up and then takes over your body.
Right, yeah. And then, he's like, damn.
It kind of sucks, man. I don't know.
But he was fighting back. 10%. He was only able to use 10%.
Who was fighting back? Oh, he was fighting back from within.
Yeah, within. Yeah. And then after that, it kind of just felt like he just gave up. You know what I mean? He was like, well, I did what I tried.
They didn't really get to continue the fight because...
No, because what's her name showed up. They probably could have... You think they could have beat 10%? Sukuna?
I feel like...
Yuji and Maki?
I don't know, man. I feel like they had at least a chance, right? Like, I feel like they would have gave him a run for his
money. They were giving him a pretty good run for his money. Yeah.
I think so.
And then she showed up and just kind of knocked him away and was like, all right, we got to go.
Yeah.
Hop in his bath.
I think he would have had... That would have been a run for his money a little bit. But you see, he punched. He didn't. He still had all his physical strength.
Yeah, he punched. Yeah, Yuji, like,
you see, Yuji
a bunch
like,
of buildings.
How he get punched through buildings and then
just come back?
Jump back
because, bro, he's him.
This needs to be talked about. Oh, you know what I actually want to? We're skipping all around. I don't care. But you know what I actually want to talk about is like the responsibility that Tengen should be taken for all this stuff happening.
Oh, we also didn't even mention how Kenjaku was like, the sad part is y'all don't know it's like Tengen in the Cullen Games, and then he got cut off when he was about to say something. So
we don't know anything about
that. We don't know. Tengen might be, you feel me? Double agent.
The whole time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He could be double agent.
I was just going to say, like, I feel like Tengen should deserve more blame for all this stuff going on. Like, there were, like, several missteps along the way for, like, several years. starting with when they picked Gojo and Geto to escort, even though they were the strongest at the time, but like only them to do the job.
I mean, like, it didn't matter though. They said they found a new vessel. They just didn't. He didn't want to, whatchamacallit, assimilate with the person.
No, I'm saying like it matters in the sense of like, because that happened, Geto became evil. Because I mean, he couldn't have accounted for Toji, obviously.
I think, like, Geto was gonna be evil regardless.
I don't think so,
bruh.
I think that was his breaking point.
Yeah, but there was gonna be another breaking point somewhere along the way. I don't think that was the sole breaking
point. I don't know, bro. That was a big breaking point. I mean, from his perspective, Gojo didn't die, obviously. Like, he saw him alive again. But, like, from his perspective, Gojo was dead for a bit. And then Riko got shot right in front of him.
Right. And then he lost to Toji.
And then he lost, yeah.
But then Gojo showed up, beat Toji.
And that started his prejudice. That started his racism.
I think he was already
racist.
Maybe that did start it. Maybe that did start it.
Because remember, he called him a monkey, and then ever since then, he's just been calling people monkeys.
Yeah, but I don't know, bro. I guess you can say that started it, but that's like saying, bro, I feel like he already had that ill will inside of him. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. Like, it was just waiting to be awakened.
Untapped.
Yeah. Nobody just thinks, how can I eradicate a full population? You know, like, what? Nobody just comes to that conclusion, you know, without already having some kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, you crazy. Think
he was always destined to be crazy at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know, though.
Or it could just be like the thing, you know, they say it's like it's two sides of a coin, evil and good. It just depends on what you land on. Like, you flip a coin. Like, something could have happened that took all that energy that he had for hate to love. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa.
Yeah. I think if Toji never happened, they delivered Riko and then decided that Riko doesn't want to do it and she walks away and everyone's happy ever after, I don't see him becoming a villain.
I mean, but he was already trying to figure out ways. I think he was already contemplating, like, how can I get rid of cursed spirits?
Yeah.
And then he was also like, nobody has has the same understanding of curses as I do, because he has to consume them every time.
That's
he
true.
Doesn't have to. He could just kill him and just
yeah, he doesn't let it be that. To do it, but I mean,
he always it's part consumes of the technique. Them. And he said yeah. It tastes like eating a bag of throw up or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe he was always going to be evil, but I would say if we had to pick a catalyst, I'd say it was that.
Yeah, for sure.
To get the ball moving. And then Yuki not really obstructing him. And then his friend dying.
I mean, Yuki on the same time, but she's like, I'm not going to do it that way. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she wasn't evil
about it. But you see what I'm saying, though? You see what I'm saying? Like, bro, he's just, bruh, yeah. Because Yuki's like, you know, I don't want any cursed spirits either, but I'm not about to just kill everybody. Like, that's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though
we talked about
this
before, she didn't really
she was literally trying to make
him in the right direction.
That's what she wanted to do.
Yeah. But she didn't.
But she was like,
it
only showed up in two ways. Also, she got split in half.
Yeah.
And someone was like, Tengen, why? Chozo was like, Tengen, why? So did Tengen like force him to hit her? Or did
No. Chozo
Kenjaku smacked it down and it hit her, right? That's what happened.
No. Chozo got, because Chozo wanted to fight still, and then they pulled him away from the fight because they wanted him to live.
Oh, at the end? He still threw that thing off, right? That, like, destructo disc?
No, that was his final move he was about to do. And then Yuki turned around and she was like, your days living as a curse are over, live as a human. And then I think Tengen dropped the barrier on him and flushed him
okay,
away.
Okay.
I wanted to see what the destructor disc did. I was kind of disappointed.
So like, how did she get cut in half? He just cut her in half with his bare hands or his gravity?
She what happened. Oh, she thought she had the upper hand on him because he used his domain, whatever, and she thought his curse technique wasn't going to come back as fast. And she was wailing on him. She was like, I can win.
Oh, and the window of opportunity, and then, yeah.
Yeah, and then his technique came back, and then he just crushed her with the gravity, and it cut her in half.
Okay.
And then she turned into a black hole and sucked up the entire...
Yeah, and then he used anti-gravity.
How'd you feel about that fight in general? For all the chapters that I read, I went to like Reddit to see like
the explanations were with like the physics and stuff
at the time when they watched. Nah. Like if I read chapter 200, I would go to Reddit and look at the chapter 200 discussion at the time when they were reading it, so I could see like their real time reaction. And a lot of people were upset that she died.
Oh, she dies right there?
Yeah.
I mean, she's cut in half. That's why I'm like, I don't know. They didn't say she's dead. Nobody confirmed her death.
Did you not see the part where she turned into a black hole?
I mean, she did, but it was self-harming. But I don't know if she's dead, though. Like, is she dead? Is she fully dead?
She's pretty dead, yeah. I think she's gone. She turned herself into a black hole and just, like, destroyed everything.
Let me see. Is Yuki dead?
I think she's super dead, bro. Like, she's...
Okay, yeah, in 208, she died. Okay. I mean, yeah, like yeah, she feel some type of way about it. I mean, she used a self-destructing move. That was her last final-ditch effort.
I was kind of upset about it because I felt like she had, like, she literally didn't do much.
I mean, she went
into
that fight and got fucking destroyed. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She fought once and then she died on her first.
I mean, she fought top dog. But he's one of them.
He's OP, like, or do you feel like he's an ass puller? Because that's what people were saying. He's like,
he found out about
armor.
A curse technique we didn't know he had. He's like off one. Plot armor. Why? Because of the black hole and he escaped it?
Yeah, that's what people were saying.
I mean, if his thing is anti-gravity, black hole sucks up anything. Something with like infinite mass has infinite gravity. But if his thing is anti-gravity, then that shit doesn't affect him at all.
Okay.
Because the only reason a black hole can affect somebody is because the gravitational pull, the force is so strong that nothing can escape. But if my curse technique is anti-gravity, it's a complete negator to whatever. You know what I mean?
But do you think that's just kind of an ass pull that he has the exact technique that would...
I mean, I already kind of felt like they didn't have, I don't know why they were going to, I was talking to James. I'm like, both their things are like completely canceled out each other, mass and gravity. Because in order to use gravity, gravity is based on the amount of mass something has, right?
Okay.
And so if his thing is gravity, like I have the power to control gravity and you have the power of mass. If I use gravity on you, you can change your mass to like counteract my gravity. But we didn't know his true thing is anti-gravity. It's not gravity. So if it was regular gravity, then she should have won. But it's anti-gravity. So your mass, no matter how big or massive you make yourself, it won't affect me. It won't pull me because I am my thing is anti-gravity. Now,
and what does anti-gravity mean?
It's just the opposite of gravity. Like gravity is based upon your mass. Like the more mass you have, the stronger gravitational pull you have.
So zero mass or negative mass?
So if you have zero mass, you have no gravity, right?
Okay.
And if you have, like, for instance, like they said, if you take the Earth and put its mass into 2 centimeters, it creates a black hole because it's so, like, it's so much mass constructed in a dense form. Like, it's so tiny that the force is so great. But his thing is anti-gravity. So if the thing is, that's like saying, okay, I have the ability to... Or anything. It's the anti. It's the opposite of it. So if your thing is this and I have anti of that, it's not going to affect me. Why would it affect me? That makes no sense.
Okay. Like, does he have zero mass or does he have negative mass? Or is there a difference? Is it possible to have negative mass?
Is there positive negative mass? Theoretically, I think it is, but not like actually possible.
Okay.
Yeah, theoretically, but you can't. Yeah, it's not in the real world. You can't have negative mass.
Okay, because I'm trying to think, like, if your power...
But it's like, it's not an ass... His thing is anti-gravity, bruh. She didn't know that, so that's why she used the black hole. If she knew it was anti-gravity, she wouldn't even have tried that.
There was a lot of things I didn't like about this fight. I didn't like that she didn't, that they underestimated. I didn't like that she underestimated herself that much.
Oh, and she didn't use her domain?
Yeah. Like, I mean, feel like she kind of held back. I get he's supposed to be a top
tier. I mean, they
tier.
Went with the plan. The plan sounded good. But I will say, when they saw he used a domain that doesn't have a barrier, they should have just chalked the original plan and said, fuck it, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Audible. I'm going to call the plays. Look what coach talking about on the bench. It's not working. The game plan is not working. Like, that's the thing, though. She definitely should have, like, changed after they saw he wasn't using his full domain. You know what I'm saying? It was a domain that had no barrier. Domain. Yeah, she should have tried to use hers, yeah. But he was like, you don't feel strong enough to win in the domain fight.
Yeah, that's why he pulled it out, because he was like, you didn't pull out your domain, so you must not be confident in your domain.
Right, and she could have tested it to see. And he was like, it probably would have been a lot more interesting if you did it that way, but
I just fine. Feel like she underestimated.
Now, I'll say this. Y'all, herself. They can say this, though, because when a black hole opens, the amount of force is like you're getting sucked in so fast. He would have to instantaneously activate his curse technique. Now,
that was another thing, the timing.
Now that's one thing, right? That's one thing. But saying that his curse technique, being able to negate it, is ass fool, no. But him being able to get the curse technique off that fast, I can partially agree, yes.
Like, he came out kind of uninjured.
Yeah, he said he, like, covered himself in anti-gravity stuff, right? That's what he said.
Yeah, something like that. Like, if it, like, took off, like, half his body or something. Yeah, right here,
curse technique engraved on Yuji's mom was actually anti-gravity system. I use my body as a domain to wrench the technique lapse limit on the activation and the output. That improvisation was a gamble, but at least it worked and had me sweating, though. So I use my body as a domain to raise the technique's lapse limit on the activation time. And unsteady output. So he turned his body into a vessel for the curse technique. So now his whole body is anti-gravity imbued, right? So that means anything having to do with gravity has no effect on him. So really, he should be floating, like, just floating.
Yeah.
He would just be floating. And then she died. So, like you said, she died. So however long she can, like, live while that black hole is happening, he just has to withstand that amount of time. And then once that time is done, he's okay. Now, okay. If a black hole was to just pop up in the middle of Earth.
How fast would Earth be gone?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to look at, how fast it would take a black hole to suck up everything. It says in some cases, just talking about shit, like NASA gets unusually close to a black hole. It says the process often takes only a matter of weeks or months. A single star being torn apart and consumed stands out. That's a star. And the distance between a black hole and a star is extremely, like, vast. So basically, if something is like, it says, how long would it take a black hole the size of a quarter in the middle of Earth to consume Earth? When you approximate the following, a bunch of physics and math stuff, give me the answer. The dude says it would take probably somewhere around 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay. And her black hole is much larger than a quarter.
Was it? It wasn't the size of her body?
No, oh, well, yeah, that is much larger than our body.
Yeah, that's much larger. Yeah, wait. someone says a black hole that small would evaporate before it can consume anything else. That is true. Black holes are self-consuming, and eventually they cease to exist. So that's probably why hers just stopped after X amount of time. But then Tangen should have died, too.
Well, this Tangen isn't really Tangen.
Oh, this one right here?
Yeah. His real body, yeah, it's this one. He was, like, in the tree. We didn't even talk about the head spin.
Oh, yeah. That was ass cool.
That was insane.
I'm like, all right, bro. He turned his head and it just spun his shit. Like, all right, bro.
Like a snap. Like, all right, bro.
That was ass cool. That was ass cool, for sure.
That was so funny,
bro. I'm like, all right, bro. If that's the case, you should have just pointed at his... Bruh, he was point blank. Even if he turned his head, it's the side of his head. That means he was aiming on the edge of his face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. It was so funny, though.
Chozo just got the shittiest aim in the world, bro. Like, what the heck, bro?
Chozo is, he's got some potential.
That was ass pool. Okay. I'll agree to that one.
That was funny. I wasn't even really mad at it as an ass pool. I just thought it was really funny. Like, that was my thing. I was like,
he really should have died right there. That should have been
dead. Like, that was hilarious. Like, he spun his dome like a cap and circulated the blood around. That was just funny. But Kenjaku, man.
I told you he's top three. Remember, he's, you was like, yeah. Is he really up there? You like, are you putting him up there? Bruh, he's him, bro.
He's him, up bro. There. But we saw absolutely nothing at that time.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't need to see nothing. Already, come on now.
I mean, he has reverse curse technique. He has gravity. He has curse manipulation. High combat skill.
I mean, Rudd concocted the plan of Shibuya. He had to barriers, be him. You know what I'm saying? Domain. Like,
he has like all the, he like ticks all the marks for everything.
And he can infinitely store as many curse techniques as he wants, theoretically. He just has to get somebody's body and pass himself on to a new body.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a limit on how many.
I already know. You think there's a limit? I don't think there's a limit.
I think she was saying, like, he can only, like, your brain can only handle so many.
Until you get,
So his limit is probably two. I feel like if he could handle more, he would have more.
But he has three.
He only has two. He has three?
What's gravity, the third? Curse
manipulation.
And then she says something else.
I don't think he has anything else. He has reverse curse technique.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I don't know if that, I don't think that counts as a curse technique.
So I had a big brain, theory, but it I already know what happens to Kenjaku, the fate he meets, but knowing what I knew, I thought Kenjaku was going to take Gojo's body.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to take Gojo's body.
No, he's not, but that would have just seemed like the thing to do at the moment.
Yeah. I also really would know be OP. The fate he meets, but huh? At that point, it would just be like, it's over.
Oh, like, yeah,
they
yeah.
win. It's just over at that point. I mean, Sukuna being there already is overkill. Before this, before I read the chapters with the bath and stuff, I had a theory. I didn't think that Kenjaku and Sukuna were working together.
I don't think they are.
They are working together, kind of. I mean, they were.
I mean, they're just talking to each other. I don't think their plans. I don't think they're trying to get the same thing at all.
They're just chilling together.
Yeah.
They're not actually like working together. That makes sense. Like, I, cause like,
and I don't then the know, one girl was like, how are you just talking to him so casually?
Yeah.
Cause he knows what's up.
May be with both of them.
That's what Kenjaku's like, he know what's up. And Sukuna, like, bro, you really not that. But I'll let you pass. I think he's the only person that he lets pass in terms of like speaking to him casually. Because everybody else, he's like, bow down or don't talk to me like that. But Kenjaku was literally just talking to him like, eh.
Yeah. He's like the Shang Tsung. Not Shang. Yeah, like Shang Tsung.
Oh, but that's because he made a deal with him, right? That's the only way he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he also made Yuji like a prison for him.
Yeah.
In Shibuya, he also wasn't that interested in reviving him either.
Yeah, yeah, because he was like, I already got to where I want it. Like, everything's lining up for how I need it. I don't really need, you know, Sukuna anymore.
So it's like they're synchronized, but they're not.
He was just a failsafe. I think Sukuna was a failsafe for Kenjaku, but since Kenjaku got what he wanted, he's like, yeah, you can just, you know, whatever.
And when he was fighting Chozo, he also said, like, as long as Sukuna's around, curses will never end, or something like that.
I mean, he's the god of curses, so he must need curses for something.
I don't know. Like, what do you think his plan? Like, what do you think he's actually? Oh wait, he kind of said it, didn't he? Was that his real plan when he was talking to Chozo about turning everyone into just like a big curse?
Who? Kenjaku wants to turn everybody into a big curse?
Yeah, because remember he was talking to Chozo and he was like, once everything's done, or, well, he basically, he lied to Chozo.
Once, yeah, Tengen assimilates with the rest of the world.
And it was like a big, like, worm thing. Or he was like, or it could just be like a funny face. And then Chozo was like, why do you want to do that? And he was like, just for fun.
Yeah, it's like, why not?
Like, he just seems like, he just seems like a scientist, like a mad
scientist. I mean, that's what he's doing with the cursed energy. He's just trying to test and see what can happen. Pretty much. I don't think he really has, like, a true goal. I just think he's just, like, trying to push the limits of cursed energy and see what can happen. I mean, he outsmarted Tangen pretty easily. I'm not going to lie. He was like, bruh, you are fucking stupid. I mean, he didn't say that. He didn't say that, but that's basically what he was thinking. Like, bruh, I can't believe you thought this shit was going to work. But it's like, and it's kind of crazy because I feel like Tangen was supposed to be like this omnipotent, like all knowing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he knows. He's supposed to be like a god, kind
of. Bruh, he's just chilling. He's just there to keep balance of curse energy. He don't do nothing else. He just sit on the couch and. I'm like, bro.
I did think it was interesting that Yuki was a vessel, and that's why she ran away. Let me go backwards a little bit.
We pretty much covered everything, damn near.
Yeah, we went back and forth. I wanted to ask you about Kashimo. Like, how'd you feel about Hikari versus Kashimo?
Oh, it was good. Hikari's extremely OP. Yuki is dead, so... My theory, I mean, I knew that theory was going to happen, but I was like, dang, it could happen. But about them healing, using it.
Oh, using Hikari to heal Gojo?
Yeah, but Hikari's super strong. He's pretty OP. I like his curse technique and his domain. And then the other dude is crazy, too. He uses electricity. And he just wants to fight Sukuna. And we haven't seen his domain, but
yeah, we don't know if he has a domain. Well, we haven't even seen his curse technique, but he said he can only use it once.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like Hikari is just him and Yuta gonna have to be the LeBron and D Wade, LeBron
and Kyrie, and Maki maybe.
Yeah, Maki can sneak up because she can't be sensed. Technically,
do you take any points away from Hikari for, like, I mean, I guess being reckless is kind of just part of his character because he's a gambler.
I mean, he can't be reckless, though. His whole thing is like, even if I lose, I win. I can just keep gambling.
Right. So I guess he can't really take away points from him. I was going to say, like, the way he fights, like, he doesn't really think. When it comes to him actually, like, fighting, he just, like, kicks and punches. He doesn't really have any, like, special moves, per se.
I mean, he has unlimited curse energy when he gets a, you know, a jackpot. So.
Yeah, I know that.
So if I punch you, do I really need to do anything special? I'm about to just consume my arm with this infinite curse energy, and I'm going to punch a hole through your body. I don't know. I don't think he really needs anything else.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of simple. I don't know, like, if he had another variation of a move, he could also use that with unlimited energy. But I guess, like, since he can just keep recovering, he can afford to just run at his opponent and take whatever damage.
Yeah. It's, I mean, really, he just grab him and hug him and then just... I mean, but he can die in this state. You just gotta shoot his brain.
Well, yeah. Or wasn't it like you got to kill him in between the rounds?
No, because remember the dude, he was like, in order to use reverse curse technique, it starts from the brain. So if I blow his brain up, he won't be able to utilize reverse curse technique.
But then I remember he did blow his brain up and he still
recovered. He absorbed it before it got to his head. Oh, he can scroll down. Something happened. He did something to stop it. He was like, whoa, that was close.
I know what you're talking about. Like, he hit him in the head and then he recovered. Really fast.
I think you
this part.
Yeah. It says, but you have used no matter how powerful the first person, if I crush his head with a single blow, he'll die. Yeah.
He said he can heal while he breaks.
But I can heal while I break. As he deals his damage, he ejects my curse energy out. Yeah, he put it out his nose before it could get to his brain.
Oh, okay. I never got that panel
before. He was like, I almost died there. See, he was like, almost died there. So Sukuna probably could kill this nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. He just wants to like, just slice him in half.
Yeah, just chop his brain up. And then it's like, all right, bruh.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, that kind of deals with how reckless he is. I guess against Sukuna, he'd have to be less reckless.
Yeah,
it probably just depends on who he's fighting.
Dang, bro. I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. They got no answers.
Well, I know who's fighting him right now,
and I know he's weak too. Right now, I know he's weak right now while he's fighting.
Yeah.
So
only other things. Do you feel like Kamo's a disappointment?
Kamo, who's that?
He's the blood. He's the blood guy, but not Chozo.
Oh, he was fighting with Maki.
Yeah.
Disappointment? No. I mean, he never really showed super promise. He's not even in line to be the next leader of his clan. He was?
Yeah, before Kenjaku, he was supposed to be.
I thought his other brother was.
No. I think his other brother lives with his mom.
Because I thought his mom named him something like, I named you this because, like...
To spite, though. Because, okay. Like, they named him after Noritoshi Kamo, which is, like, a, obviously, like, cursed, not literally cursed, but, like, a bad name. Because of
that's,
the
yeah,
things
that's,
he did.
Kenjaku.
Yeah. So that she named him that to, like, because I don't think the clan accepted his mom.
Okay.
So he was trying to become the head so that he could make
the clan.
They
would accept him, but I don't think he was going to get picked. I don't think he was going to get picked, though.
I think he was next in line. Like, he was sure he was next in line. From his perspective, until Kenjaku came. And then he was like, now I have no purpose. Which I kind of feel bad for him. I mean, like, I was just saying, like, I kind of feel bad because, like, he's not going to be ahead of... Well, unless Kenjaku dies, but, like, he can't be the head of his clan. And just from a story perspective, he's, like, the least interesting blood manipulation user now.
I mean, he was the only one we knew aside from Chozo.
And Chozo just stole the light. We don't even care about Kamo anymore.
Yeah, but that's because Chozo is not a human.
He is a human.
He can use all his blood outside of his body and stay alive.
He's a human to me. He's a human. His days as a curse are over, okay? And he felt bad for his brothers and stuff, so.
Yeah, he was like, why did I pick this? He was crying.
Yeah.
He was like, I know why I picked it. Because they wouldn't be able to live as humans. Which is true. Nobody
would
accept
him. They
would
never pass as a human.
Yeah, no. Like, what the heck? Especially that blue one.
Yeah. The other one could have wore a jacket.
Yeah,
he
could have just wore a t-shirt or something, but like, bro.
They could have lived at Jujutsu High.
Yeah.
That's like the only place they could have been at, but at least a blue one. That was funny. But yeah, Maki training arc, I feel like we already talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, we
before.
Did.
And the Noya domain. Yeah, we talked about all that. Besides that, I mean, oh, we didn't talk about Jacob's ladder.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't this supposed to, like, completely reverse all cursed, like, energy or something?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. But it was just, like, gigantic.
She's also stupid for falling for that, bro.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I'm
that
not
was...
gonna lie, bro. Oh, my God.
That was, I
she was like, oh, I saved
that.
You. Went up and hugged that man, got bit. Like, didn't he bite, like, half her arm off and then threw her in a fucking building?
Yeah, bro. This panel is so... There were so many funny panels from here. Because he gets hit with the Jacob's ladder.
Is she in love with him?
Yeah, she loves Megumi.
Why? Because he has a dog?
Because of the... Yeah, because... I mean, he inadvertently saved her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was it.
And then
this
she was like...
part was funny.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When the first... Like, I think it was last chapter when it started with these kids. Like, everybody knew this wasn't our mother. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is this?
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, what's going on?
It was just like a weird... curse, and they were underground.
It's like the curse would only eat them if they made like crazy noise or whined or something.
Yeah, it was just this weird looking thing. And then his sister flies away. See, look, bro, he's like, why this whole time? Look, man, this man's world is crumbling.
Yeah,
that was us. But yeah, he in chains. This is where just everything hit the fan, and I was surprised. It took me by a shock. I didn't think it was gonna happen. This
oh,
way.
Like this fast? Remember, yeah. I was telling you, like, he has that binding vow, that 1 minute thing. I'm like, I don't know when he's gonna use it because I thought he was gonna use it in Shibuya, but he didn't need to because they force fed him those 15 fingers, so he could just do whatever he want.
Right.
And then this was very like
gray area.
I'm not gonna like say hurting. As cool, but he was like, he never said anything about hurting himself.
Yeah.
I can't hurt or kill. But I mean, he just like knocked her out. Is that not hurting somebody?
That's like also what I thought. But maybe it didn't Maybe it was like one of those little finger moves. I guess he just knocked her out. Oh, because
she is not a person, right? She's technically a... Is that what I'm saying?
What it was? No, I think he just knocked her out because it was... Yeah, he can't hurt or kill anyone. I think he didn't technically hurt her. I don't know. It was some kind of gray area, legal...
Agreement law thing, stuff. Yeah.
Like, he kind of got around it. Same thing with the finger, where it's like, he didn't say that he couldn't hurt himself.
Which I don't like, because he's someone. Himself is someone.
Yeah, because, like, it was like,
he didn't say, you can't hurt or kill any person other than me. So yeah. That's kind of, okay, you know what I mean?
I can't hurt or kill anyone within a minute. Yeah, it's kind of, it's gray area.
But maybe it's not Yuji, it's Sukuna right now. If that's the case, like, I'm Sukuna, I'm not Yuji.
That's true. Maybe that could be it. And then this I was a little confused about. I was like, what is this? I think he just put all his energy into that finger or something. And then he obviously made him swallow it. And he's like, with this treasure I summoned. And then he just died. That was also a funny panel.
And this is like where, you know, he was talking to his sister. Stuff.
Oh, and the giant knew. Wait, what about his sister?
It was like, you told me your plans about what you were going to do and everything.
Wait, what part are you talking about?
Oh, scroll up. It was like a flashback to Megumi and his sister when she first woke up.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple chapters ago.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, he was just shocked. But I was just going to this one panel. I thought it was funny. And he got messed up. Really, Angel could have ended it right there.
Yeah.
But it was Hannah's fault.
That's literally what I'm thinking. Like, her whole thing is reverse. Like, whatever energy, she can reverse it. So, like, why was she not able to fully reverse, you know, him?
Well, she let it go. Or she stopped attacking him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, bruh, just bring, see, this is why Gojo should have already been out, bruh. I ain't gonna lie. As soon as they got her, stop everything. She's saying, I gotta fight I forgot what she calls him. The unchosen one or something like that. And, fuck all that, bruh. You not beating him. Go get Gojo. Because if Gojo was around and this happened, it wouldn't have mattered. Because it's only 10% of his power. Yeah, Megumi might have been dead. But who cares? Let's be real. Who cares?
It wouldn't necessarily have to mean Megumi dies. Well, I guess it would have. Because if you can't control him and they can't capture him, then yeah, they would have to kill Megumi.
Unless there's some way they can extract his cursed energy out of Megumi and store it in like another place.
Yeah, but most likely they just had to kill. Yeah, all went sour. And I think that's all I got. Besides, like, the U.S. military coming in and...
Oh, yeah, and they just used that to increase the curse energy in the territories. He didn't really care about them trying to, you know... He wanted them to die by curses, because people who don't have curse energy still emit curse energy. He was like, at the brink of death, there's some chemistry or some changes happen in the brain. So even if you don't have... Which is like... Are you saying if someone experiences near death or almost death, they can become a sorcerer?
Maybe.
That's like essentially what they're saying. Like,
how could that have never happened before?
Yeah. Maybe no one's ever survived a near death situation, which makes no sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That was a little weird. That was off. I thought maybe just because they die in Japan, but he didn't explain it that way. We find out Jichi's alive.
Who?
The guy with the glasses, the guy, the driver, the barrier.
Oh,
guy,
yeah. Who got stabbed in the back by, And that's when Gojo used to be an asshole when he was a kid.
Yeah. And he was like, you're a shit sorcerer. Quit. Get a fucking driver's license. Drive you around. And then that was it. And he stopped being a sorcerer.
See, I wouldn't have liked that Gojo. I don't like that Gojo at all.
What, the mean Gojo?
The young Gojo. He's just an asshole, bro.
Yeah.
I feel remember like you were like, but you like Gojo. And I was like, if I knew him back then, I wouldn't have liked him. I don't like young Gojo, bro.
Wait, like in what context?
You were saying people are given, they just have powers. When I was like, I don't like people that just get power and they're just super strong.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but you like Gojo. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't like young Gojo It was a while back I said this.
I remember.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't like young Gojo because he just has powers, or you don't like him because he's mean?
Both.
Okay.
But we saw him master his powers, though. Like, he had the power, but he didn't know how to use it. Then he got near death, and then he started training. He was like, I'm training to figure out how to use... Remember, after everything, he was just training. They were like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm trying to figure out how to do all my stuff at once and not, you know, get tired. And
yeah.
Yeah. And then that also changed his attitude. Like, he wasn't so... He wasn't, like, you know, an asshole all the time, because he got bodied by somebody with no curse energy. Trash, you boy. Light work, no reaction.
Goji. Goat Toji. So joke. Yeah, I think that's everything. Besides Maki tanking punches from Sukuna.
But it's only 10%.
Well, yeah, I think he had full physical strength. You think he had less physical strength too?
I mean,
he had full physical strength.
I mean, but the reason they're so strong is because they imbue their curse energy into their physical attacks.
That's true. That's true, actually. Okay. I guess we'll see. You see, he was shook, though.
Yeah.
He was like,
but remember, I was saying, like, he was surprised by her durability or something like that. But then I was like, I didn't really. Maybe it's another point where she takes another punch again. But oh my God, my train of thought just like cut off. I was going to say, if it's only 10% of his power, I'm not as impressed as any, you know, as I was before prior. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. 10% of 15 percent is like, yeah. It's really 10% of 70%. 1.5
fingers?
Because he has 15 fingers out of 20, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really only 60%. 10% of 60%.
Do you think he'll get the other 5?
Probably. Who has the other 5? Oh, that's what the girls were talking about, right? It would tell you where your other 5 fingers are at, right?
Yeah.
So maybe... Oh, we still got to see them pop back up. That whole clique of people from Ghetto's original... Crew? Yeah. Because, you know, 2 of them were like... Well, actually, no, because the only 2 that wanted to get away... And get them back where the girls, right? Everybody else kind of sided with whatever.
The 2. I don't know if those 2 died to the Jogo Blast or not.
Remember, they dipped off.
Wait, I don't think we saw them dip, like, escape, though. Like, actually.
Remember, he was, like, at the count of 3. It was, like, at the count of... That's what was the problem when Sukuna showed up. And he was like, you better not move.
Yeah.
Until I say go.
But remember, only Panda and... the teacher.
Yeah, I don't think they're dead though, because the panda was able to get away, and that other dude. I think those other guys would we had to make.
They
and
were
they
a
had
little
high
closer
ground.
Though.
They had high ground. They were on the floor. They were on the ground level, like ground zero. They were higher up. So like,
you think it would be harder from lower to get away?
Yeah, to get away, you got to run, and that thing's about to hit you right next to you. Whereas,
but they were a little. They were closer to the actual meteor. Like the higher up people.
I don't know. What was their names? Do you remember their names?
No, I just know one dude had like an eye patch, and I don't even remember what the other one looked like. I think it was a girl, I think. But I don't remember their names. I want to see the dude, the other person in their crew.
Who was like, oh, we must stay brothers. We must stay family. That guy?
Yeah, the one that yelled and like cracked the ground. I wonder if he'll show up.
He's like, Miguel's Ghetto wouldn't want us to fight. We must stay together.
The girls are probably dead.
Nah, they're dead. They're just
dead. Yeah. We never actually learned what their technique does, though. That's the only thing. You know what I think their technique did now that I think about it?
If you take a picture, it just returns you back to that moment in time.
Yeah. That's what I think it does. Which is a good power, but if you're weak,
just take a picture and then go into a fight. If I lose, take a picture.
Yeah, you can loop. Fight. All right. I think, are we good?
I think we're good.
Okay. Do you think Gojo will be free? I think he'll be free by the next set of chapters.
Oh, I think he'll be free relatively quickly, especially after what just happened. And the angel girl probably realized, I can't do nothing with him.
What, you think she's giving up on Megumi?
I don't think she'll give up. I think she'll... finally say, all right, we got to go into this with a bigger plan than me just trying to fight this dude solo.
Yeah. She was just like a classic, like, just like dummy. Like, that was just like classic. Like, I could see that coming a mile away. I was like, this is going to be terrible. I thought she was going to die. But I then I thought
about But we Gojo. Know Gojo gets out, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she could die still, and then Geto just, for whatever reasons, like, opens up the barrier.
Hmm. Maybe they get more cursed energy or something? From Gojo?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I feel like
if Gojo joined the battle, that would be enough cursed energy.
Oh, to fill up the all the countries or whatever, the places. Yeah.
Like Gojo and Sukuna at the same time would probably be enough. I guess we'll see. I don't know if she has reverse curse technique. I mean, like, it was also funny because, like, he threw her, he bit her, and then he threw her, and then usually just watched her body fall. Like, I feel like usually he would go and, like, try to save someone. Yeah, but he just, like, stood there. And that was, like, weird to me. Like, this part, I feel like usually he would have ran, but he just watched her fall. I think he was just, like, too shocked. And this was nuts, too.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I was just reading because I was like, dang, I'm just reading. We also didn't mention that Kenjaku and Tenga used to be friends.
Yeah. Is it confirmed now that they were actually friends, or did he just call him old friend?
Oh, he just say he died to an old friend.
They probably were actually friends. Because, like, if Tengen's immortal and Kenjaku's been around for as long as he has, they probably did know each other. I'm kind of sad my guy Ryu died like that, though. He did him dirty. You know what I'm talking about?
You said the bug guy?
No, Ryu, the guy with the hair cannon.
Oh, yeah, he got clapped by a fucking soldier.
No, he got clapped by Sukuna.
Oh, I'm thinking you're talking about the helicopter hair guy.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was just like a casual. He died off screen.
Yeah, he died off screen. They're like, he was like, didn't we say keep him alive? And she was like, you've been fighting the weak ones. We fought a monster.
No, that was funny. He just died off screen. They didn't even show his body.
And flashbangs and guns work. But he was like, he ate a 50 cal. So that means bullets don't work on people like Sukuna and stuff.
Yeah. That was funny. Crazy. All right.
Never mind. I was going to say something, but
what
this next chapter, I'm pretty sure that I don't know what's happening. I really don't know what's happening.
Are you talking about 220?
Yeah, it's Kenjaku and Tengen just walking together talking about the games.
Yeah, I kind of sped past it a little bit, and then I stopped in the middle when you said something. But all right, you made it to this point, thank you for listening. It's been episode 62.
Excuse me.
Shout out to everyone on YouTube and TikTok, Instagram, and all the places. I think we're almost at 150 subscribers on YouTube. I'm pretty sure. I have to check it. But yeah, if you made this point, thank you for listening. Make sure you follow on everything. We didn't really do episode of the week, but I'm just going to give everything a Solo Leveling for that. And peace out.